Reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We're back into another edition of your weekly PDGA Radio News, this one for August 20th, 2010. Coming up is a rundown of the past week's disc golfing headlines, including results from the PDGA National Tour. This past weekend, they were in Massachusetts for the Vibram Open at Maple Hill. We'll also cover the rest of the week's tournaments that were all throughout the disc golf world, and we'll preview the upcoming schedule and get you the rest of the past week's disc golf news. It's all ahead on PDGA Radio News. Well, the big event of this past week was, of course, the Vibram Open at Maple Hill in Massachusetts, put on by Steve Dodge and his staff. It was the 8th of 9 PDGA National Tour stops this year, with more than 180 players competing in the 54-hole event. And it wasn't decided until the final hole on Sunday, as Nico LoCastro and Matt Oram were tied atop the leaderboard. But with Oram throwing his drive out of bounds on that 18th hole, LoCastro took an easy birdie for the win, as he earns himself another win, further propelling himself into the top tier of disc golf professionals. While it was also being watched online by thousands of disc golf fans using the Vibram Open's live video stream, LoCastro, of course, finished with a 2-throw margin of victory over Oram. Dave Feldberg takes third place, and first-round leader Michael Johansson finishes in fourth. The women's field saw the newly crowned world champion Sarah Stanhope continue her strong play, earning the Vibram Open title for the second straight year, this by 5 throws over Valerie Jenkins, Des Redding taking third. In Grandmasters, it was Jim Myers running away to an 8-throw victory over Keith Johnson. With just one more National Tour event remaining this season, again, that's the Skylands Classic at Blue Mountain in Pennsylvania at the end of the month. Now running through some of the other results elsewhere around the PDGA calendar for the weekend of August 14th and 15th, we'll begin with the B-tiers, as there were no A-tiers on the calendar that weekend, and we'll begin in Crown Point, Indiana, for the 30th annual Indiana State Championships, which had Scott Slater winning by 1 over Ziggy Bierkoven to claim that title. In Michigan, they held the Farm Classic, where Kevin Tomasidis wins by 6 ahead of Jimmy Bates and Ryan Herzog. Brian Moore wins the North Dakota State Championships by 12 throws over Alec Cook. Steve Lloyd and Justin Hudspeth tie for the lead at the Idaho State Championships. Nate Sexton wins the Kalapuya Classic in Oregon. Josh Anthon wins the Gold Pan Open in California. Kyle Pinkman wins by 10 in Minnesota over Chris Sprague. Tanner Duncan gets a win in Iowa. Damien Hoffman wins in Montana. Joel Kelly and Bucky Garrett get wins in Texas. And Tim Keith wins the Alabama Summer Sizzler. And elsewhere, Ziggy Bierkoven will get a win that weekend in Illinois. Aaron Deal and Martin Young win in Kentucky. Brad Schick in Ohio. Mark Ramsey wins in Iowa, Ian Liddell wins in Virginia, and Paul McBeth gets another win in California.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Now looking ahead at the tournament schedule for the weekend of August 21st and 22nd, the A-tiers will be in Connecticut for the Cranberry Classic, also Salt Lake City, Utah for the Full Throttle Challenge at the Solitude Mountain Resort. B-tiers include the Motor City Open in Michigan, the Dynamic Discs Open, and Revenge of the Monkey are both in Emporia, Kansas. The Skeeter Heater in Tennessee, the Ocala Open is in North Carolina. nearby, it's the South Carolina Doubles Championships. Hell on the Border is in Arkansas. The Gonzales Open will be in Texas, along with others in Nebraska, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, St. Thomas, Ontario, and South Lake Tahoe, California. C-tiers include the Saskatchewan Open, also in Canada. Llamapalooza will be in Pennsylvania. The 32nd annual Des Moines Open is in Iowa. Delaware will have The Cure. Amarillo hosts the Top of Texas Open, among the other events scheduled for Ohio, Wisconsin, Maine, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Wyoming, Kentucky, Washington, Illinois, and others, including international events in Japan, Belgium, Australia, Norway, and three of them in Sweden. The full schedule of events can be found online from pdga.com or check with your local disc golf website, retailer, or disc golf club for more regional events. Time now for your disc golf news here on PDGA Radio News. Again, this edition for August 20th, 2010. And this week, a few new courses to inform you about. The first is in Nebraska, more specifically Columbus's Pawnee Park, where the most recent Leadership Columbus class recently held the grand opening for their new nine-hole course. And next, we're in South Dakota, where Spearfish's second disc golf course recently opened through the efforts of the City of Spearfish and the Countryside Disc Golf Club. Their new course, located just south of the city campground, past the intersection of Winterville Street and South Canyon. They say the canyon course is very different from the pristine park-like conditions at the Black Hill State University course. That, according to Don Altmeyer, Black Hill State University professor of business, who assisted in designing the new disc golf course. The university course is shorter and good for newer players and other players of all ages and skill levels, but the canyon course is more challenging with elevation changes, pine tree obstacles, and lots of rough. With the new Spearfish course, there are now 38 official disc golf courses in South Dakota. That compared to just two courses back in 1995. Meanwhile, Michigan has yet another course to try. It's 18 holes just south of Iron River along the Iron River. And it's expected to appeal to more advanced players in that area, although it can be adapted to players of all skill levels. The course is free. They'll hold a grand opening ceremony and a tournament August 28th to help introduce that park to the community. The course will be called the Tailings, as the course is located on what had previously been the site of three different iron mines, as well as the rail system that moved ore deposits out of the Iron County area. And that will actually wrap things up for this week's edition of your PDGA Radio News. Join us again next week for a preview of the Skylands Classic National Tour Stop, and we'll talk about the return of the Players' Cup to Florida in an all-new format. Until then, make sure to check out PDGA.com for the latest in disc golf news. I'm Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the safest of travels and the happiest of disc golf adventures, wherever they may take you throughout this ever-expanding disc golf galaxy.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.